Hello, and welcome to GoGo Training Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Howie Goldstein. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. And if you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. What I'd like to talk about are three-letter words. What are three-letter words? They're acronyms. DAS, NAS, SAN, and NUS. Sounds kind of ridiculous, really, when you think about it. But these are the attachment strategies found in storage networking. Let's look at each one. First of all, DAS, direct attached storage. If I attach storage directly to a server, maybe with a USB cable, or in the old days, a parallel SCSI bus cable, or maybe with a point-to-point fiber channel cable, the only one that has access to that storage resource is the server we're connecting to. That's what direct attached storage is. That server that we're connected to and its file systems or its database managers are the only ones that can access that storage. There's no sharing of the storage opportunity in a direct attached storage. And the good thing about direct attached storage is that you have all of the capacity resource that that storage can provide. And for that reason, there's a lot of people that utilize DAS. On the other hand, if you have capacity that you're not using, then nobody else is going to be able to utilize that asset. We can have a problem with ghosted or wasted storage resource. Okay, how about NAS? Network attached storage. I hate the term NAS. Why do I hate the term NAS? Because it implies that there's storage attached to a network, and that is not what NAS does. What NAS does, like file serving, is create an appliance that connects to a network with file serving distributed functionality. If I'm in a host, and I want to go to the Z drive, if the drive is mapped, or if I want to go to the file system that exists within that appliance, by clicking on that appliance, I have access to the distributed file system. I realize if I'm going to the Z drive that I'm not talking about a local device and a local file system, and by utilizing either CIFS, Common Internet File Services, or NFS, Network File Services, depending upon whether you're Windows, whether you're bilingual Windows, or whether you're Unix, I then will transfer control of that request, the one that's looking for a file, over to the distributed appliance. And now that appliance goes in to its storage that's attached via DAS, typically if the storage is in that appliance, and we use our own file system in that appliance to go ahead and access the file. And then we'll take the file and send it back across the local area network and the underlying IP Ethernet infrastructure and have the file go back to the client and pass that file on to the requesting application. In network attached storage, we should have called it NAFS, where the F is silent, because truly it's network attached file services. And then the file services can go off and talk to the storage if it's directly connected. We also can have what are called NAS heads or NAS gateways, where rather than the storage being inside the appliance, we can have a fiber channel adapter or an Ethernet adapter connect to either a fiber channel based SAN or an IP based SAN and be able to scale the amount of storage that we're supplying file services for. That allows for scaling in terms of customers who really are looking for file sharing. You see, with NAS, you get file sharing. With SANs, you get fancy plumbing. Let's talk about SANs for a minute, storage area networks. What is a SAN? SANs are nothing more than a virtual DAS. SANs are nothing more than what I call a virtual SCSI cable. We can have servers connect to the fiber channel fabric, or even the IP infrastructure, if I'm talking about an IP-based SAN, let's assume fiber channel for a moment, And we could have storage arrays, regardless of where those storage arrays exist, we can tie to switches, and we can interconnect those fiber channel fabric switches to form one large fabric. What's a fabric? A fabric is a series of switches that provide routing capability and also provides a whole set of services to help manage the storage area network. If I'm a host bus adapter attached to a server, I can go to the name server implemented in the fabric and say, gut milk? Remember that commercial, gut milk? Well, milk is LUN space. And there's a directory of every target port connected to storage that will give you access to LUNs. We can report that back to the requesting host bus adapter, and the adapters can go and make virtual cables and connect to the adapters on storage. We can actually find out whether there's a SCSI target function there in the support of SCSI devices, and we can find out how many LUNs, who those LUNs are, what kind of vendor is supporting those LUNs, so that we can associate the device driver to the host bus adapter in order to be able to access that LUN. Again, as far as the operating system is concerned, it looks like a local drive, but it's not local. It's connected through the storage area network fabric that's allowing connectivity and services to gain access to those devices. Well, what's left? NUS. NUS is a fairly new term, network unified storage. What I typically see with NUS implementations is a network appliance that not only performs traditional NAS functionality, the traditional functionality being file serving, but there's also typically a fiber channel or an Ethernet interface that allows access to an iSCSI target function, or even a fiber channel target function. What does this allow as a service? It allows us to be able to take storage and rather have that storage be presented to the local file system running in that appliance for file serving remotely. This allows that appliance to look like storage. And in essence, we present the LUN to the iSCSI target function, and now a host using an iSCSI initiator and an IP-based SAN can connect into that target function as if the network appliance was a storage controller. It allows the customer flexibility in deciding how we're going to utilize the storage of that appliance, or the storage that's accessed using a gateway function as well. It gives you ultimate flexibility and extends the idea of distributed services. You see, architecturally, whether we're talking about an iSCSI target function, or a file serving function, or a dedupe function, or a backup function, or a remote replication function, or a database function, we're really just employing more and more intelligent distributed services. Well, that's it for now. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. And if you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Training Radio Archive for Howie Goldstein. If there's a show you'd like me to do, I'm always open to that, and you can let me know by using the question and comment box as well. Thanks for your time today, and remember, tune into the GoGo Training Radio, found exclusively on GoGoTraining.com.